Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. I'm Greg Williams. I'm here at the office today. Matter of fact, we are pre-recording this program, so welcome to my office here at Baylor College of Medicine and the Texas Children's Hospital here in the Pavilion for Women Hospital here in the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas. And we are pre-recording because I wanted to make sure we had the opportunity to talk to these two ladies back by popular demand. We had Chrissy on, I think a few, maybe even a month or two ago, and it was such a wonderful program. People said, hey, we want to hear more, and we're going to have the opportunity to have her join with her sister, Ray Ann, here just in a second to talk about an unbelievable tool that they have discovered that has allowed people to open up their ability to be able to communicate with people, share with them some of their insight and their own inspiration, and to be able to reconnect in a world that seems to be so connected via this, but not with the heart. And this is a way to change this to an actual eye-to-eye conversation, which is what this world is all about. We will not be taking phone calls this evening because we're obviously pre-recorded, but we'll be running this in the first week of May. So welcome to the show, and feel free to get on the Facebook page, though, and comment, and we will respond to all those comments as quickly as I and my son in Seattle, Washington, can get to, as he is working with the U.S. Army out in Seattle. So before we always bring the guests in, I always like to let you know kind of what's going on in my world, and I just have a few things that I want to share with you today, if that's all right. I'm going to be very brief today because I want to get to our awesome guest. And since they have matching outfits on today, we have to get to them quickly before they change clothes. But anyway, you know, it seems like in a world that we are expected to be perfect, I want to just encourage you this coming week to embrace your imperfection. You are perfect exactly the way you are with those imperfections, and embrace that, embrace who you are, why you are the way you are. And to be honest with you, if I could go back and change my life, I wouldn't, even though it had a lot of pain and suffering in it, because all of those events made me who I am today. And without those, I have a feeling I just wouldn't be firing on all the cylinders and all the that I need to be, even though I wouldn't want to experience all of that. Because of that, it developed me in who I am. Good, bad, indifferent, ugly, and not so ugly. It created me and the resiliency in me. So instead of trying to cover up those imperfections, why don't this coming week you just embrace them and say, hey, this is who I am. Love me or leave me. Here's my scars. Aren't they beautiful? And try to highlight those and become who you're meant to be. Do what inspires you. And I think that's one of the things I was so excited when I found out we're going to have these sisters on today, that inspiration tends to have an ability in a way to drill down a little deeper inside of us than just going through life in mediocrity. We're not meant to be ordinary people. We have been designed to be extraordinary. And when you can tap into the extra oomph that makes us who we are, then I think that takes us from this level to this level, just like that in a New York minute. And so embrace not only your imperfections, but embrace what inspires you. One more thing and I'll be done. Complaining will never get you one step closer to your goals. Even though I tend to fall back on that sometimes, I need to not lean into that. I need to lean away from that. And if one positive thought, I have sticky notes all over this area of my desk right here. And today we're going to be welcoming some sisters in that has taken the world of sticky notes and has decided and designed a way to put them on your wrist and let it remind us exactly what drives us and makes us unique, makes us special. And instead of complaining, find out what that one source of fuel in your tank that's going to allow you to go a little bit further than what you ever thought today. Use that sometime this coming week, those little bits of wisdom, and maybe that'll get you down the road in life with one more smile than what we would have. Because I tell you what, I'm surrounded here on this 10th floor of the pavilion with some wonderful people on my, I call them the A-team, our administrative assistants. And this happens to be administrative assistants day, professionals day in our workplace, even though this is going to be a week later. But on April 26th, it's administrative day. Instead of surrounding ourselves with drama, negativity, why don't we just surround ourselves with applause, positivity, and inspiration to elevate each and every person. And I think it was John Maxwell. I love John Maxwell's books. John Maxwell is probably one of the few people that has become a millionaire by never using one real word of his own. He always takes other people's quotes and puts them in a book and everybody buys them. But I tell you what, when you go up the rung of each step of that ladder, he mentions and uses quotes that all you have to do is reach back and grab somebody's hand and help them up with you. And that'll make your day a lot better and a lot brighter, a lot more impactful. Okay, that's enough of my words of wisdom. I want to welcome to the program tonight, Christina and Ray Ann. And I'm going to mess up their last name, but I'm going to try to Ray Ann Barabalt Swartz and Christina Barabalt Ortiz. And ladies, can you hear me this morning all the way from Connecticut, although we're broadcasting this tonight? Are you there?
We can hear you
right here. Yes.
Hey, there you are in matching shirts. Is that not awesome?
Hey, you know, it's we're better together. So what the heck, right?
You know, after our interview, Christina, I got this package and it looked just like this. And I opened it with great glee when I pulled out the box that looks like this. And I opened it up with the awesome bracelet that you sent me, Be Fearless. And I absolutely love that and wear that and embrace that. It is fantastic. Tell me what is going on with y'all today. What's new with you? What are you doing? What keeps you jumping out of that bed and matching uniforms and sweatshirts and things of that order that inspires you to just be who you are each day? What's going on with y'all?
Well, what's not going on? all right, let's see. Well, we just got these new sweatshirts with our, you know, Power to Be logo. We are like implementing some really cool new stuff in the business. So Ray and I are starting, we are like committed to working together. Like we're in her home office. That's new for us because we usually are at a different location. We are just really excited to build like build our company for people. And you were saying like we've taken the world of sticky notes like and turned it into jewelry. Like when you said that, I thought to myself, oh my God, because we used to live in the world of sticky notes.
Yeah.
And I know so many people do, right? And we're all doing the same thing, right?
Absolutely.
We're ready to build like new power words, new jewelry for people. We're doing a whole new relaunch. I mean, Ray's here with me today, so she didn't get to be here last time. So we're
yeah,
really
I think you had a you
one together of your, doing this.
One of your children was sick last time, right? Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. We had quite the month, but we are doing great now.
So in the world of your last name, Baribault, there is a generational jewelry store apparently that has been passed along by your dad and even before that possibly. Tell me about that jewelry store and then how you got into what I have fallen in love with, the power to be.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ray. Yeah, so we had the gift of being born into this family, which you know, have embraced this jewelry store for now 75 years. This
wow.
week, we just celebrated 75 years of building this store together. We're third generation, family owned in Glastonbury, Connecticut. Christina and I have been, you know, very present ever since teenagers in this jewelry store. It's in our blood. We have a passion for this stuff. But as young adults, we started to face challenges in our life. We knew the beauty of jewelry and the energy that gemstones could actually bring to people. So there was that. And then there was the combination of, you know, facing challenges and being very much self-helpers, for lack of a better term, that we always like to figure out new ways to perk ourselves up, help us reach goals. So those two things kind of started to laterally rise as we were working in the jewelry store. Christina and I, preceding each other, 3 years for her and then 3 years for me, went through some fertility struggles. And at the time, no one talked about it. No one talked about fertility. No one talked about that challenge. It was almost like getting a scarlet letter if you were infertile, right? Quote unquote. So I was there for her, she was there for me, but when you're facing such a big challenge in your life, you are doing what you can to, like what you said, get out of bed in the morning, remind yourself that you are worthy of this challenge, being grateful for whatever being's thrown your way, finding strength in I have to go on further or I get to go on further, all of those types of things. So we started with the post-it notes, like you said, on our mirror, in the morning, you know, you are strong. When you go through fertility, you don't know what's going to come your way. Every appointment is something different. Can be great news, can be bad news. It is riding an emotional roller coaster. So reminding ourselves of our strength every day. I think a few of mine said, I choose joy. You are strong, be grateful, that type of stuff. So that again, and working full force in the jewelry store, we thought to ourselves, post-its are great, but I see them in the morning and I see them at night. So I remember driving to an early morning fertility appointment and having my arm on the steering wheel and thinking to myself, this bracelet or whatever I have on my wrist needs to be my reminder. I have that every day. I look at that every day. I catch glances throughout the day. There's where my reminder needs to be. So it was almost like, you know, an aha moment of, well, Chrissy, jewelry is what we do. You know, this visual reminder practice is what works. So between the combination of that and being jewelers, we started to design a collection of positive affirmation power word bracelets that help people really just through challenge, all challenges.
Do you think, Rand and Christina, this probably, and I don't want to be speaking for you, but this was one of the lowest times and challenging times of both of your lives, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Most challenging, one of the most challenging times.
What did you have to draw upon besides family, that gave you that extra fuel to be able to make it one more day and to keep that hope? Because there's a lot of people that's listening tonight that absolutely is on their last knot in that rope going, I just want to let loose. I don't have any more. What kept you keeping on when you didn't want to anymore?
For me and us, I can speak for my sister, is we were raised with a core belief of family. So to be able to have a family was my dream, her dream. When we drew upon the purpose of why we wanted a family, and not just like, when I say when you draw upon your purpose, it's like some people get confused by that and they say, well, I don't know what it is. That's such a big question. What is my purpose, right? But if you could just draw upon the feeling, you're, even if you don't know what it is yet, the feeling you might get if you get through this challenge, like how does it look on the other side? Just like get curious about that, create that for yourself. Like see if you can think about, okay, it would feel like joyful. It would feel like successful. I would feel peaceful. Like if you can just kind of get like kind of obsessed with how you would feel, even if you're not sure how you're going to get there yet, know that's there for you. Just keep going and take like a little action step at a time. Maybe it's just a deep breath. Okay, maybe right now I'm just going to take a deep breath. But as long as you have that motivation that I know I'm going to get through this, it's so hard right now. But God, that what I could feel on the other side of this, is I want that. Like I want that. Remember, I want that. So I need to be strong. I need to take today for today, one day at a time. And so it's just that like mindset to keep going. I mean, that's what I would do to myself every single day. Just connect with how I wanted to feel, like holding that baby in my arms. I drew myself to tears many times just envisioning how that would feel, even though I didn't know exactly how it was going to happen. And many times I doubted it, you know?
Do you feel that that life events like this that seem to, on the surface, be a negative can, in the proper mindset and in the light of hope, can become a platform that propels you to a level that you would have never made it to without that challenge? Does that make sense to either one of you?
Yes, for sure. I wouldn't change it for a second. I don't know how you feel, Ray, right? But I don't know any struggle I've ever been through. I think I am so grateful for that. Every day.
Wow.
You said it makes you who you are. And then I get to do what I do for others because I'm as strong as I am. And that's how I want to live my life.
Did it allow you to come up with, or no, discover really what the depth of your life, your purpose, your future was all about? I mean, this line, and by all means, I mean, the world doesn't revolve around my book or a jewelry line, but it allows you to blossom into not just a single rose, but into a complete rose bush that blesses now so many different people. Because I'm sure, do you have a story or maybe or two that you've heard from people or maybe even shared within the store going, wow, because of this word that I'm wearing around my neck or my wrist, I have a different outlook on life? What kind of impact have you heard from people that have used your jewelry line to help them get through a day that doesn't look so bright sometimes?
Yeah, well, I will say that if nothing else, we knew not everybody has fertility struggles, but right. We know that everybody has some type of challenge in their life. You're not telling the truth if you don't. It can be small, it can be big. So we thought, okay, well, if this can help us mentally through this challenge, what other challenges are women specifically going through? So we tapped into our resources at the jewelry store, talking to our clients and building these relationships throughout the years, it's not a sad thing, but one of the most, I would say, common challenges that we had seen a lot of our women clients going through, especially in Connecticut, is breast cancer. Ooh. So, and all forms of health struggles, let's say. So a Be Strong bracelet was like, oh my God, I need that. Chrissy, I need that. Do you want to tell the example of one of the first Be Strong bracelets that...
Well, we already had created Be Strong, and then we had a woman come in who was struggling, and literally, I think we just put it out in the showcase, and she came in, and she just, like, was brought to tears just by seeing the words in the showcase, and bought it for herself, and then said, you know, I'm really passionate about fundraising for breast cancer. Can we work together? And she literally helped us put Be Strong on the map. And we sold out, and it was like such a beautiful thing. And we got to talk to so many women. I think my other, what, tell the story about, the woman who, she had this, like, she's like a CEO of this like big company, right? She has this big job. She's working all the time. Like we work with her a little bit, but we would get emails from her at like, I don't know, like 3 a.m. Like, and we're like, what, Joy, what are you doing at 3 a.m. like on the email, right?
So, you know, going back to what you started, this device, right, being a double-edged sword, she said, oh my gosh, you have new power words coming out, tell me what they are. So one of them is, and this was probably about a month ago, be present, okay? She's like, help me. I'm going on spring break with my two sons. This job is so demanding. It is so hard for me to shut it down. Help me with this reminder that reminds me, like, you know, I told her, like, let's be reminded to be present where our feet are. Be where your feet are. You're with your children. So we sent her a Be Present bracelet, and she was like, oh my gosh, I wore this every day on my vacation. Every time I would feel myself float off, it was like that reminder, that tick that I needed, that was like, be here and be now, you know?
Yeah, she didn't want to regret that time, you know, not fully enjoying that time with her kids.
Yeah, so it can, you know, it can be something as you know, small, right? That's not this that's not this huge health struggle or this life-threatening thing. But let me tell you, it's very impactful just for that reminder of, you know, be present. And we hear things, I mean, small, big, it doesn't matter. It's still a challenge. I know people going through a like health goal, for example, of, you know, I want to get fit, I want to lose weight. Be kind to myself and to others. You know, being kind to yourself is also something that everybody needs a reminder of sometimes, because we're not always as graceful to ourselves as we could be, right?
I got a text message one morning from a woman that was like, oh my God, like I want all those health goals and things, but like, I just don't want to run, but I just know I need to run. And then I saw my Be Strong bracelet, and I just was like, lace it up. I just said, okay. And I went and I did my 2 miles, and thank you for, you know, creating this reminder I can use every day. So it's cool. We love those messages.
Yes.
That's great. You know, I tell you, I think, When I look at you too, and I'm on your webpage all the time, and I'm always checking out, you know, people's comments and things and the new words that are coming out and things of that order. I just love it. The thing that impresses me the most is that you both went through these challenges, and for you to see something on the horizon that you're being used in a more impactful way than just a jewelry store. It's more than just, although we all know jewelry, wedding rings, engagement rings, you know, anniversary necklaces, all these things have more meaning than maybe just going to Walmart and picking up something. It's a different gift. It's a lifelong gift. But you didn't have to go outside of your normal family business to find a dimension of being able to help people. A lot of people think, oh, if I really want to change and make an impact on the world, I have to change my career. No, you don't. You just have to open your eyes in the career you're in and take it to the next level. when you started doing this, when did you discover that, hey, wait, this isn't just another piece of jewelry. This has an impact on people, and it's going from their wrist to their heart. When did you start noticing that that was something huge?
So we're huge on pilot testing things, and because we have the jewelry store and have so many just relationships that we've built over the years, we decided to do some pilot testing. And I will remember the day that, like, Ray had her desk and we had all the prototypes of the new jewelry. It was like spread out, and our brother was in the room and we were talking to him, and he had a client coming in, and the whole, we have this shared office space. And anyways, we're just like doing our thing. And he said, hey, one of my clients is coming, and, you know, she just got diagnosed with cancer. And we all knew her really well. And we were like, God, like, what can we do for, you know, what can we do for her, and
how can we help?
Yeah, how can we help? What can we do? So anyhow, she comes in the jewelry store, and we invite her back in the office, and we're like, hey, we love you so much. We're thinking about you, all the things, of course, like, take a look, and we want you to pick any one of these bracelets that speaks to you, that might help you through this time. And remember, this is a reminder that we're here for you, we're rooting for you, we love you, like. And she immediately looked, and she had no idea even what it was. She was there for something different, and she saw Be Strong, and she picked it up, and she started shaking, and tears started streaming down her face, and we all just had a moment and got to give her like a love and a hug. And you know, we still have her thank you note on our, that was like way in the beginning in 2019, we still have her thank you note on our pin board to remind us why we're even doing this.
I think that,
and that's it. It's
I think that's that, what we do. Getting feedback from the wearers of the power to be in all walks of life really fueled us, like, in our core to do more for other people. And again, in turn, like, that's our purpose. Our purpose is really fuels us, and we just thrive off of helping others.
That is great. We're going to take our commercial break here now. And on the other side of this, I want to share a story of the one that you sent me, and me being at a restaurant and the waitress. And I'll share that on the other side of this. But then I also want to pick your brains a little bit about where you came up with that phrase, the power to be. And where did that come from? And how did you develop that? And then the impact of some of these different programs that you've had with other organizations and helping them. So we're going to be right back after our only commercial break, and stick with us, and we'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back to our final segment. Here we are with with Christina and Rayanne, jewelers out of Connecticut that have developed an unbelievable line. And I encourage everybody, ladies, what's the best way that people can get actually on the website right now just to see what this Power to Be collection is all about? How can they tap into and purchase these things and get involved in this wave that's taking on the world in a powerful way? What's the best way to get in touch with y'all?
So you can go on our website, thepowertobe.com, and then you will see an option to subscribe. So we welcome everybody to join the Power to Be community, the community that will uplift and support one another and empowerment. Remind you, you're not alone. And actually, if you subscribe right now, we will start by sending you a free screen locks for your phone that are some motivational screen locks, and visual reminders can start as simple as that.
Yeah, I'm one of the members of your army, so I'm proud to be one of those. Tell me where you all came up with the power to and the letter B. What significance was that? Was there any divine inspiration on that, or a family member, or it just came to mind one day? How'd that work out?
So we felt B happens to be, there's like a few different, see, B, 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 right? We feel like that letter has so much power and meaning just as a letter on its own, right? Just a B, B, be in the moment, be present, all these words. And it reminds you kind of more of, well, let me backtrack for a second. So the B has a lot of power in that way, in a letter on its own, but it also happens to be our last name, our original or maiden last name. So we also just felt like it was simple and bold and clear and reminds you to just be whatever it is you want to be in the moment and do it now rather than, you know, in the future or what happened in the past. It's just be right now.
You go full circle with the story. You both had these infertility issues. Me being here in the department of OB-GYN here at Baylor, understand we have a whole REI division that's all they do is try to help people with these issues. Just to let everybody know, both of those issues with both of you have been resolved and y'all have children now, right?
Yeah, we have 5 children between the two of us. I have 2 and wow. She has 3.
You're not jewelers, you're producers. That's unbelievable.
Do it all.
Well, that's great. That's great. In the world that you have now, what's some challenges that you deal with every day that you still need this inspiration on?
Gosh, we're parents, like number parents. One.
Oh my.
Like parenthood, yeah. Number one.
We're parents, we're moms, we have young children. I mean, that on its own, it's like you never know what could happen that day, right?
We are entrepreneurs, we're running, you know, 2 companies. That's
we're
a lot.
Human beings with our own goals.
Yeah. Yes.
For ourselves.
And you're in a family business. Is there days that you just want to pull out the scissors and just go after each other?
I mean, I wouldn't go as far as the scissors, but
there are times we would like to remind ourselves to be kind. Absolutely.
Yes, yes, be kind. Yeah. Put on the other bracelet, ma'am. Yeah, I understand that.
We're constantly just pushing ourselves. I'm in the middle of finishing a training for running my first marathon with my husband. So in 2 weeks, I'll be doing that. So I'm just decided to add that in because it's been a lifelong goal of mine since I've been, you know, a teenager. Anyways,
that's unbelievable. You know, the only marathon that I care to run is from my recliner to the refrigerator and back during the commercial.
I hear all the jokes. I get it. Trust me, I get it. I don't know why this goal whispers to me, but I have not been able to fizzle it down. I've tried. So I figured I'll just go ahead and accomplish this because I think there's some gifts on the other side. I think God's trying to tell me something.
From what I understand, there are gifts on the other side, but I will never see that other side.
I'm with you.
Do other
I'm
things. With you.
How old are your children?
Mine are, my baby will be 3 next week. My son is 4 and my daughter is 6.
And I have a daughter who's 11 and a son who is 8.
Okay, you're getting ready to experience the teenage years in a few years. Yes. You will need a whole new line of bracelets.
We will.
Mine are,
I can feel it coming.
Mine are 29, 30, and 31. The older they get, the bigger the problems. Enjoy them now. But yeah, you'll have a whole different perspective on challenges here shortly. That's wonderful.
I am looking.
We're along for the ride.
I'm looking forward to it because I think it's not all doom and gloom that people, you know, try to say. I'm gonna try to stay on the positive side and say that it's gonna be, you know.
It's an awesome blessing every day of my life. And then when you have grandchildren, that's when life begins. Yeah. Oh yes, I have a whole slew of them, and I love them. And of course, I love my three boys, but those five grandkids are really, really, really. That's where your heart just starts melting. Unbelievable. I'd love to see. Do you have, since you're at the home, do you have any of the jewelry there you can show us? Oh yeah.
We never leave home without them, but I'll show you. I have two on today.
Ruthless.
Be Limitless and
Limitless.
Limitless is for those dream chasers, and BU is just like you said in the beginning, you know, just come as you are, beautiful scars and all, be yourself.
New line, how many new words did you add? Six, was it, or 10?
Yeah, six. Yep. Six. So we have our five core, which is be fearless, be fierce, be limitless, be strong, and be badass. And then we have our six additions, which is be you. Be grateful, be kind, be blessed, be brave, and be present.
Those are great. And they are available in bracelets and necklaces still, correct?
They are, yep.
And the corded bracelets have come back in stock?
Yes, they have. They will be
on the website. We physically have them, and the website is being updated now.
So, like we said before, subscribe, and then you'll get the email as soon as they're fully loaded on e-commerce. Yes.
Okay. Now, this is going to run the week before, I believe, or two before Mother's Day, which is perfect. And I want to be honest with our listeners. There's not a better packaging than these come in like this. As a gift that I can see every mom, young, middle-aged, older mother would love to be able to open this up and go, wow. And when it is, can be hand-selected of what that word that, you know, I can even see it being, hey, mom, I got this because this is what you are to me. Wow, I'm getting teary-eyed. I wish my mom was around and wish that I had this available to tell her one more time, hey, mom, you were my strength. Yep. You were my blessing. This is powerful. Is Mother's Day a big time for this line?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last year it was pretty big. And we're blessed to have sold out and had some, you know, logistical challenges to getting the jewelry back in again. But we got it down. We're going to make it for Mother's Day. We're going to.
Absolutely.
And these can be on a very economical side, but it also can go to not so economical in a really a premium collection, if I understand right?
Yeah, the bracelets start at $68. And, you know, we also have a 14 karat gold, pure gold and diamond collection because people wanted that too. So $500, $600, $700. I mean, but the collection starts at $68. So that's important that we can, you know, have it available for most people to be able to afford.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have this right here. And of course, you put a little thank you note in there, but it also had a neat card, how to get in touch with you, and a little swipe on your phone that you can take a picture of to get those free wallpapers. I just can't think of a better gift for Mother's Day. And even, I'm being serious, even Father's Day. Men, these are for your guys too. I really believe that. I love mine.
Absolutely. My husband wears a Be Limitless bracelet just to remind him to goal set, achieve, and a Be Present bracelet. So that's the newest one. That's the newest addition. Be present, be where you are, Put the phone down.
Put the phone down is what she's trying to say.
You know, I may need one of those be presents because that's impactful. Just when you said that about the vacation and the CEO that wrote to you at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, we don't do that. And we literally missed the boat.
It's like the emails are never going to stop. So it's like one more email, just one more text message, just one more. They can wait. Everything can wait, you know?
Because especially when you're moms, you don't get to repeat those 3-year-old years.
Why do you want to miss out on that one smile because you chose to answer that text or that one giggle or laugh or silly question that they asked you that you're never going to get back again because you had to answer an email over, you know, it could be anything, you know, it can wait.
When you had the wonderful opportunity to go to the, I believe it's the Oscars, right? And yes, present this out there to everyone and the stars and all that. Has there been anything since that is like, wow, this is another one of those events that we got invited to or have an opportunity to be at? Is there anything coming up or that you have just recently done that you go, wow, the world's opening up to us?
Well, we're always looking to partner with all different charities and where we can to, you know, get again, more bracelets on more people's wrists to impact more people. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say a mainstream event like that because I think Christina and I have more chosen to, be, you know, present in our community and figure out our plan as to how we can fully engage with the wearers and already wearers and people who have fallen in love with the community and focus on launching these new words and getting the collection and getting the website stronger, getting a quiz up there so we can help you pick your power word, even though we can't, you know, be in your presence physically. So there is so much more to come on the Power to Be community and the powertobe.com. That's kind of where we have chosen to put our efforts the past 6 months and going forward the next 6 months.
And we have, like, that was a really cool experience at the Oscars. Don't get us wrong. That was amazing. But we are making more impact in other ways.
Yeah.
And we want to do speaking events and we want to have our own Power to Be event one day. And, you know, who knows where it's going to go. But right now we are really focused on where the impact is happening. And I also really want to hear your story about the waitress and the, and your bracelet.
You know, I every time I go out to eat, and I'm single, I'm alone, and I do a lot of that. You know, I turn my oven on. I've been in my penthouse for I don't know how many years, but I think my oven's been on 3 times. So I don't do much cooking since I'm on my own. But I go out to eat all the time. And every time I go out to eat, I always look around the restaurant of, hey, whose table can I buy? And then just buy it. And then just have the waitress drop my business card. Hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, and it has my books on there, need somebody to help you with abuse or hurt and pain, here's a counsel free. Let me know. And I did that at a Denny's, a local Denny's. And on the way back, the waitress said, okay, yeah, here's a check. And she said, what's the deal with your bracelet? Can I see that? And I just kind of pulled up my wrist and I showed the Be Fearless and I told them all about you and that you were on my radio show, and it just got a whole conversation going. And she said, I need that so bad. And I immediately wrote down her name, her address, and I said, what do you think would be an awesome word for you? And she said something about, I just need the strength to be able to keep on keeping on. And Be Strong is right there. Immediately, it didn't take me but seconds to order one, put it in her name, have it sent to her. I don't even know, I'm sure she's received it by now. But it was that heart connection that we just don't do very often anymore. In the day of technology, we miss that. And I miss life. I hurry here to the office. I keep my office door closed majority of the time, and people walk by a closed door. And I want to thank you guys because that one little word opened up a conversation that I may not have ever even been able to have with her. Life-changing, maybe, maybe not, but to make the connection. And I think that's what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. Make the connection, make the feeling. We were taught this at a very young age that people really never remember what you say, but they will always remember how you make them feel, and that we just want to give all the feels.
Isn't that what this is all about?
Absolutely. Sure. It's like the feels and like a tool to actually build something concrete for yourself. Yeah. Concrete habits, power of choice, like that reminder. So it's like the perfect amount of, like our jewelry is the perfect amount of information and inspiration that can actually make real change in your life if you so choose, right?
So, and I don't want to really blow this, out of proportion, but, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day what my bank account has in it. What really matters is the impact that I made on at least one person. And when I sleep in a recliner because I only sleep an hour and a half, 2 hours a night. But when I get out of my recliner every morning around 2:30, 2:45, when my feet hit the floor, I literally ask my maker, let me impact one person today. And if I get back to that recliner without doing that,
beautiful.
I don't feel like I've lived. This is the way to make that difference, to make that touch. I used to wear a t-shirt from the church that I'm at that has the front of the shirt and the name of the church on it. And then on the back, we decided we was going to put, how can I pray for you, on the back of the shirt. And I started wearing that on weekends. I love to shop, so I'm out shopping by myself. And when I would wear the shirt, I would have people come up and tap me on the shoulder and said, hey, I have an uncle that's an MD Anderson, which is right across the street here in Houston. Can you pray for them? I'm thinking, why did you want me to pray? And I'm thinking, oh, I got the shirt on. This has that much kind of impact and more because people approach you about it. You don't have to go, hey, look here, look here. You can just casually go through your day and it reminds me, and it has the potential to touch other people. That's huge.
And it's great when you can help others, but it's also the reminder that when all is said and done, you got to be there for yourself.
Yeah. Because if not, I'm letting down people in my life.
More to give that way, more to do, more to give. So start there. Start with your heart and live outward. And
when no one's clapping for you, you got to be able to clap for yourself.
It seems you must have used that line before because you're in unison.
Something that we always makes us laugh. It's true.
Yeah. I don't know if you know it, but your assistant has offered your work and your bracelets to a foundation or organization that I believe in. So I'm going to work on that. I'm working that up to present that to you because there's so many abused and hurt people out in our world. There's so many women and men, at least in Houston, that are being trafficked every day. And for you to jump on board and help us in that cause that I believe in tremendously is going to make a big impact. And I appreciate your willingness to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. Anything else that's coming up in the future that you want everybody to know before we go off, besides these new words and how to get in touch with y'all, but anything that you have last time you revealed the new words, anything new that you're thinking about working on that I can get the first dibs on?
Well, the new words are coming. They're launching in the new bracelets. And then in conjunction with that, we have two new launches. You heard it here first. We'll be doing the coordinating necklaces. And then we are launching a positive energy power gem bracelet to wear alongside of your power word.
To wear alongside, because I think right now there's a little power gem in the pull tie, correct?
All the positive energy vibes and all the gems going around.
Oh, really? When's that going to be out?
Within the next...
By the fall.
Yeah, by the fall.
In time for Christmas.
I've got it.
Ah, there's good marketing. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you what, I can't tell you, thank you enough. I appreciate everything you're doing. One more time, please let us know the website that people can get on right now to order these and start buying their Mother's Day, because you have good stock in right now, right? We don't want to be sold out yet.
If you see it, buy it.
Yeah, if you see it, buy it. That's a good wisdom. What's the best website to get on? Thepowertobe.com?
Yes, thepowertobe.com.
Fantastic. Brianne, Christina, thank you so much for being with us today from Connecticut. I appreciate it so very much.
Thank you.
You do
too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we will be in touch, and I'm going to buy some more because I've noticed that you wear more than one at a time. So that's legal, right?
Absolutely.
Someday, wear them all. Someday you need them all.
I got to get a couple more then. I got to get a couple more. Appreciate it. And the Be Present, I have to get that one. So I'm going to get that one here right away. Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Like we do each and every week, I always want to end the program with this way I do each and every time. And I never fail to do this. No matter where you are, for the love of Pistol Pete, no matter what you've been through in life, look in my eyes right now. Let's just take a second. No matter where you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter what you're going to face tomorrow, I want to let you know there is always, always hope. And the power to have that hope could be in just that one single word, and you get to choose it. What's that word going to be for you tonight? Strong, present, fearless, badass, whatever it's going to be, what's it going to be? Don't forget to choose your word. Join us right here next week for another edition of Breaking the Silence. God bless you. And Ryan, Christina, thank you so much for being who you are and for allowing me to be part of this awesome world that you're in. God bless you. Have a good week. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.